Dr. Pinsky was a female IME on Deynise, D-E-Y-N-I-S-E, Laughland, L-O-F-L-A-N-D. Deynise Laughland is a 34-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-4-22. Paired she and another worker were lifting up a resident who was sliding off of a wheelchair. Paired as a result, she believed she had injured the lower right side of her back. Paired she did go to Lord's emergency room afterwards. Paired she had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a slipped disc with a hernia. Paired she did not undergo any injection or surgeries, but did receive physical therapy. Paired she has completed a course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Laughlin alleges she was lifting a patient in a wheelchair from falling on 3-4-22, resulting in a severe back injury. Paired medical records show she was seen at Vertra Emergency Room on 3-5-22, period. She had tried Motrin the previous evening with minimal relief, period. She underwent x-rays of the lumbar spine that were unremarkable. Apparently she was then treated and released to apply moist heat and take medications as prescribed. Apparently she was also placed on no heavy lifting. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Laughlin was then seen by Dr. Pecca, P-E-C-C-A, at WorkNet on 3-14-22. Period. She reports intermittent pain into the right leg and heel, but no foot drop, comma, weakness, comma, bowel or bladder dysfunction. Apparently she admitted to a low back injury 16 years ago in a motor vehicle accident while she was pregnant. Apparently she had not had low back pain since that time. She was taking naproxen and Percocet. Period. Exam found negative sitting root tests bilaterally. Apparently she was neurologically intact. Period. Dr. Pecca diagnosed acute lumbar sprain with intermittent right lower extremity radicular pain, for which she recommended continuation of acetaminophen as well as formal physical therapy. Period. She followed up at WorkNet over the next few months with various medication adjustments. Period. As of 7-14-22, she was released to full duty due to the improvement of her symptoms. Period. She rated this as 100% improvement and reports a pain scale of 0/10. Apparently she did have 6 sessions of physical therapy. Apparently paragraph, nevertheless, she was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 8-25-22, period. He noted a lumbar MRI from 5-27-22 revealed a L3-4 central disc herniation and L4-5 right paracentral disc herniation, period. His orthopedic exam was entirely normal. Appeared clinically, she appeared to have lumbar spondylosis and was already working full duty. Appeared she expressed she felt capable of continuing to do so. Appeared she is not requesting any additional treatment. Appeared he deemed she was capable of continuing to work without restriction. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bunions bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. That section is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She had an antalgic gait on the right that she attributed to back pain. Paired, this was also present when walking on her heels and toes. Paired, there was no foot drop, and she did not use a handheld assist device. Paired, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Paired, she was tender to palpation at the lumbosacral junction. Comma, right iliac crest, comma, and right paravertebral muscle along the waistline in the absence of spasm, but there was none on their counterparts. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 3-4-22, Denise Laughlin and a co-worker were lifting up a patient who was sliding out of his wheelchair. Paired, she experienced low back pain and went to the emergency room the next day. Paired, x-rays were negative, and she was begun on conservative care. Paired, she then followed up at WorkNet over the next few months and was treated with medication and physical therapy. Period. After 3 sessions of physical therapy, she had full recovery and was discharged on 3-30-22. Paired, she returned to WorkNet on 4-28-22. Reporting, she still had pain. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver was positive on the right. And she had decreased active range of motion, complaining of moderate pain. Paired, she was then referred for an MRI of the lumbar spine. Paired, this evidently took place on 5-27-22. Paired, in 5-31-22, Dr. Pekka noted it indicated a disc herniation at L5-S1. Period. She also came under the care of Dr. Lipschultz, who clinically she had lumbar spondylosis and cleared out of full duty. Period. She was entirely asymptomatic at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found that her before range of motion of the spine. Period. She had an antalgic gait on the right that she attributed to her back pain, but this obviously was not substantiated since her back pain had completely resolved already. Period. Both seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. In the subject event, Ms. Laughlin sustained a lumbar sprain with radicular features. Period. The radiographic anomalies would be incidental to this event, as noted by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Moreover, the petitioner is scheduled to begin a new job on April 19, 2023, period. And that is the end.